USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Fairness or standing? Those may be the top arguments in play in the attempt to block the White House from going through with its college loan debt relief plan. At today's Supreme Court hearing, Justice Neil Gorsuch explored why the loan forgiveness might be unfair.
People who paid their loans and people who are not eligible for loans in the first place, and that $500 billion is being diverted to one group of favored persons over others.
U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar made two arguments. First, the COVID relief bill known as the HEROES Act makes the loan relief legal.
Two secretaries across two administrations invoked the HEROES Act to suspend interest and payment obligations for all Americans with federally held loans.
Prelogar also said the six Republican-controlled states trying to stop the loan forgiveness have no standing because those states are not harmed by the action. President Biden's in Virginia talking about the economy. He's heading to Selma, Alabama this weekend to mark the 58th anniversary of the police attacks on civil rights demonstrators known as Bloody Sunday. But Ohio Congressman Bill Johnson says there's another trip the president should be taking.
Mr. President, it's past time for you to make the short trip to East Palestine and show up for the 5,000 Americans who call that little small Appalachian village home.
Johnson represents East Palestine, the scene of that huge train wreck and chemical leak nearly a month ago. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is facing an uphill battle to keep her job. The last polls before today's election day shows her trailing one of her eight challengers. If no candidate wins 50% in today's vote in Chicago, the top two will face off in April. A new report says 60% of us in the USA say we're living paycheck to paycheck, but that's slightly fewer people than said so in Lending Club's survey a year ago. This is USA News.
Celebrating living legends of Black history, brought to you by Charmin. Back in a moment.
We all gotta go, right? But why not enjoy the go with Charmin? You need something soft and long-lasting? Well, they got you with Charmin Super Mega Rolls. Charmin knows softness counts when wiping your hiney. Charmin is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Now, I don't know about you, but my family can run through some toilet paper. But not with Charmin and their long-lasting Super Mega Rolls. We all go, so why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
With a warm, genial presence and a wise, authoritative demeanor, Morgan Freeman has been the perfect fit to play presidents and even gods. He began performing in school plays at age 12, but it was by age 50 when he won his first Oscar nomination for Street Smart and later an award for Million Dollar Baby. Morgan Freeman remains one of the most respected and beloved figures in modern U.S. cinema, celebrating living legends of Black history with Charmin.
The controversy rages on over the possible origin of COVID-19.
I've not seen any evidence for a lab leak so far. It doesn't mean it's not impossible. I just think it's much less likely.
Dr. Peter Hotez, infectious disease expert at Baylor University, is not swayed by that new report that a leak from the lab in Wuhan, China, is to blame. Of course, the source of that report, the U.S. Energy Department, is also not all that convinced.
The overwhelming opinion from the scientific community and published data shows that the wet markets were the origin.
The wet market being the place where live animals are bought and sold in Wuhan. Dr. Hotez says it's important we do figure out where COVID first came from so we can better prepare for the next outbreak. As Southern California prepares for another big storm, some grade school students from the city of Irvine are home after being trapped for nearly a week at a science camp in the mountains. Teacher Joe Conte of Fern Drive Elementary says once they all calm down...
It was a science camp, but this is a life lesson for them. How to deal with, adapt to change, and how to deal with things that come up unexpectedly. And that's the life lesson they get out of this.
A new Census Bureau survey labels Seattle the saddest big city in the USA. It had the highest percentage of people who said they felt depressed and hopeless. Coming in second, San Bernardino, California, and then Phoenix. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days? They're using private agencies to track you down and even started taking away passports. Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. Join the thousands of taxpayers who've made the call to get protection from IRS collections. Call the experts at Oxford Tax Partners now about the Fresh Start program. If you qualify, it'll stop the IRS collection agencies from coming after you.